Strategic Hot Box with Dr. Brandi Love Stankovic. Discussing leadership, business, and how to take control of your life and achieve greatness. From the streets of Las Vegas, energized, informed, and never deluded, it's time to kick some ass.
Welcome back to the Strategic Hot Box. We're really excited to have you here. And for anyone that doesn't know me, my name is Brandi Stankovic, and I'm an organizational change consultant and motivational speaker, trying to motivate people to be the best that they can possibly be. And today on the show, I have a couple pretty amazing guests that we're going to get to know, Susie Jones-Walker and Bobby Miracle, and talk about a really important topic to business and leadership, maybe potentially one of the most important when building yourself and building a business and building all that, and that is personal brand. So today's episode is called More Than a Selfie, Personal Brand. So before we dig in with our guests, I wanted to talk a little bit about what branding is and what it means and have a little bit of that discussion. And to do that, talk a little bit about the segments of the podcast. For those of you that have been a part of all the podcasts and you know the way that it rocks, but we're broken into three different segments. First, there's the Learn segment, which is about a leadership challenge. And today, as I mentioned, is all about personal brand. So we want to talk about what it takes to build one. Why in the hell you'd want to even do that, right? And for those leaders out there that are like, what's a personal brand, I think that now's the time to make a difference and to change that up. In the second segment, it's a love section. We're going to obviously have a conversation with some subject matter experts here, but it gives us a chance to talk about the importance of relationships, because in business and in life and love is all about relationships. And finally, of course, as you know, we have the kick ass section, because execution is everything. And today is the day to make it happen. I am hoping that today, after what you create with us, you're willing to change your life. And today is the day that we make some shit happen, and we'll do it together. So, what is personal brand? From my perspective, personal brand is a relationship or experience that somebody has with you. So it's a relationship or experience that someone has with you. So when they're around me, what is it like to be around me, right? And this is something that we can for sure cultivate as a business or leader, but it's also something that takes pretty much full-time management. I have a CEO friend in Minnesota. His name is Ross, and I was talking to him about personal branding this morning, and he was saying that from his perspective, it's the boards and staffs and customers' expectation. They know the level of quality of service that he'll provide or what he is known to do, and then thus that becomes part of him. And I think that's so important to recognize, because the fact that we communicate so often in the digital capacity now, right? So digital communication is entirely based in this relationship. And if people don't have a relationship with you in person because they aren't around you in person, then they're going to have a relationship with your brand, the experience, the relation of your personal brand. And really, the social impact of that is pretty tremendous. I go to this conference in financial services. It's in DC. It's a government affairs conference, and it's a great conference. Anybody goes to this conference, it's a high powered time. Obviously the city of DC is the same way. And I have one of these good friends of mine that we kind of chuckle back and forth that he is just very open and just willing to hang out with anybody anytime. And I sometimes really have to manage my time and manage those relationships, right? So because there's guilt by association, is there not? And it's this idea that when I go to that conference, I want to have my focus on, I want to have my game face on, I want to be there seeing who I need to see, get the business done that I need to get done, and not necessarily be associated with a particular group of people. The same thing happened. There was a revolutionized movement in our industry, in the financial services industry, with a group of young people called the Crashers. Absolutely incredible group, and I've been involved with them ever since. But when they first came into the industry, it's actually what it took was this kind of rebellion. But when they first came in, they crashed parties. And here I was, a young person, the same age as the people that were doing that, but had like kind of earned my way into these meetings. And then young people were crashing, and I'm going, do not associate with me with that. And I was like in this whole, And now, obviously, they've stepped up their game pretty tremendously, and they're part of this industry in an awesome way. But the biggest piece in that is that there was this association. So the brand really has to do with who's in your community. So what do we do about it? I'll give you a couple ideas. I'm going to push it over here to our subject matter experts. The first, I think, is identifying who you want to be. I feel like my first phase of this, and one of our good friends, Erica Fretz, when she watches this, will get a kick out of this. But when MySpace first came out, and you guys don't lie, you were totally on MySpace. You guys were, totally. So anyway, MySpace first came out. I used to just post photos from our softball games or from, different parties and that type of thing. And she used to say, you must not care what you look like because all these pictures that you put out there are madness. Well, I finally, a few years ago, had to call her and be like, okay, now's the time for me and you to delete all of these photos that you have of me on social media. Because it's not about being something that I'm not. It's not about being something inauthentic, but it's presenting what I want people to know. Since the primary place that they may have a relationship with me is online, then they need to know the whole me. A little bit of mommy, a little bit of work, a little bit of the things that I do in my spare time. Is that, kind of with me in that? And we don't want old relationships to hold us back in a sense that, have you ever been around a group of people that they're like, that's not who you are? Well, I mean, we went to high school together, I'm not even going to tell how many years ago it was, but went to high school together 20 years ago, right? I mean, that you don't know who I am anymore. And isn't it allowed? Aren't we allowed to be progressing as individuals and leaders? I mean, going after new and different things. And so being aware of how relationships make an impact in that brand is so important. I also have to tell this story. I was putting it out on social media this morning, but I recently was honored by an industry magazine of this trailblazer under 40 thing. And it was really, really cool honor. And I got the print magazines yesterday. So in the office on my desk yesterday were the magazines. And I was so excited. My picture looks huge on it. I mean, it's one of the coolest things ever. And so I run home and I have these magazines and I put them out on the counter. And I'm like, look, babies, because my boys are 6 and 3, like, come here, check it out. Mommy's in these two magazines. Scenes like I'm famous, yay, whatever. And Andrew seriously looks down at it for the second, kind of turns his head, looks at me, gives me a dirty look, and he's like, can I get some milk? full on, did not even remotely care that I was on this magazine, and was like, are you done running your mouth? Bitch, I need some milk. I'm thirsty, right? I mean, he just, seriously, it was over. He just wasn't having it when it comes to that kind of piece. So it's fun to be humbled in that way. It's also really fun to share some of it with them. And it is something that needs to be managed at all levels. My final thought before I turn it to our subject matter experts here is the concept of 30 seconds to give feedback. So get 30-second feedback. If you want to know what your brand is, go to different people in different parts of your life and give them 30 seconds to name 3 words that describe you. And they could be anything, just 3 words, just really fast, off the top of their head. And the things to note in that is not only their perception and ideas of how the relationship is with you, but also the intensity of that perception. The first time I did this exercise, it was with a gentleman I worked with, and it's been years ago now, but I said I was assertive, and he wrote aggressive. And they mean pretty similar things, right? But a completely different level of intensity. I said outgoing, he said outspoken, right? So they were the same message, but it wasn't necessarily the same intensity of message. And I think that's an important lesson when it comes to personal brand as well. But as always, I think it's really important for me to bring in the real experts when it comes to this. And when I was having, when I was in the brainstorming of who would be the best when it comes to personal brand, I thought of my good friends, Susie Jones Walker and Bobby Miracle. They have built a business here in the Las Vegas Valley that we're going to learn more about, but it's Commercial Executives Real Estate Services. And Bobby is the Senior Vice President, and Susie is the Broker and President, and they are both also certified in SIORCCIM. And I did a little digging on this one because I know that they have these designations and things, and it's pretty amazing designations, by the way. It's a certified commercial investment member in the Society of Industrial and Office Realtors, and it means that you really put in extra time and put in extra commitment. There's production minimums in it, there's experience requirements, there's an investment in ongoing education. So these guys have been building relationships and building their business for a really, really long time. And so I am really excited to introduce you to Susie and Bobby. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, Brandy.
How are you guys? So from your perspective then, Bobby, to start us off, what is a personal brand? Why is it important?
Well, I find it funny because I was going through what a personal brand is. Mm-hmm. And I thought, most people don't even realize they've created their own personal brand.
Totally.
And as you meet people, as you discussed, that getting that feedback, there are people you meet at conferences where you're like, I can't be anywhere near that person because those people will never want me involved
with them. Oh, that's so true. I get that.
Mm-hmm. And so I think putting that out there is huge. So it's really the way that you're displaying yourself. And I find it interesting, you know, your personal brand is really what your niche is. Mm-hmm. It's who you've become. So when you find your niche, mm-hmm. it's expanding upon that niche and sending it out to everybody. So when they think of for commercial real estate, I want people to think, I want Bobby Miracle.
Right.
Maybe Susie too, but I want to find Bobby. And so, you know, and it takes time. It's something you have to consistently build throughout everything you're doing. So it's writing it down and physically figuring out who you are personally. Because if you don't know who you are, you're never going to be able to portray that to anybody else.
One thing that I've admired about you, Bobby, specifically since we've, you know, since we've known each other, is you always had this really good relationship to who you are authentically. Was that intentional or is that just part of your personality?
That's my incredible upbringing by my parents.
Swag.
I'm amazing.
It's all about me.
But yeah, I think it's something that, especially once you get out of college and you decide maybe I shouldn't be posting the keg stand on the boat.
She does a good keg stand.
Back in the day, yes. Maybe I shouldn't post that out there. People don't need to see that because you offend certain people.
No,
well,
right.
You don't want to offend them. And I might get other clients that I might not want to work with because of that keg stand. So you never know what you're doing through that.
I get it. And I think that it's important too. I love that authenticity piece and the fact that there's a progression beyond it. Because one of the things that I work hard on is making sure that it is right for the audience that I'm speaking to, right? So not all board of directors, not all people that you work with are going to have that same relationship with you.
Well, and I think it's learning also from the standpoint of certain people are going to react positively to you. Mm-hmm. Others might not. And that's that creation of being able to adjust yourself. Maybe you dress differently. Maybe you just have a completely different demeanor when you walk in that room, understanding who you're going to be working with.
Still authentic, but being able to adjust it. So you have built this business in the Las Vegas market for a number of years, and you've actually built a couple businesses, right? I mean, and then now you guys are out taking over the world here. What's different or what have you done to build your brand here in Las Vegas?
Well, you know, Brandy, when I started in the commercial real estate market, there really weren't any women in the market at all.
Oh,
and
really?
So I started out in residential. Mm-hmm. And in the day, 37 years ago, when I got started, the facts were the easiest way to do it was to take listings, get signs up to where your name was everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, lucky enough that I have an I at the end of my name, so it's uniquely spelled. And so that would catch people's eye.
Sure, sure.
But the other thing that I did is since we didn't really have social media in those days, in fact, we barely had, well, we didn't have cell phones. How embarrassing is that? But back in that day, you really had to be visible and you had to be everywhere all the time. And that was one of the things that I did. It was everything from door knocking to being involved in the telethons for, you know, the different television stations, that type of thing, being at the charity events and actually participating. And people needed to know that you were doing it because you cared and not just because you wanted to get that visibility.
FaceTime, whatever. Mm-hmm.
The other thing was, is from the day I got in the business, my mentor was a guy by the name of Steve Silverstein out of California. Mm. And he told me from day one, people never complain about the person being too conservative. But if you're out there on a limb and you got purple and pink hair, or you show up in a bikini for work or a pair of booty shorts versus showing up dressed for work, there's a big difference in how you're going to be perceived. And so for me, it was that constant, diligent drive to have that outward-facing brand.
Mm-hmm.
And whether I got crazy at home and you wouldn't want to see me in booty shorts anymore. Oh, bad. But if you did, it would have been in my backyard in my house, which I didn't typically bring my clients to my home. I wanted to have a separation that kept my kids and my family separate from that, too.
Well, that's interesting you say that. And obviously with the advent or, you know, the introduction of social media, you can be in more places, right? We can have a broader reach. But doesn't that FaceTime, the things that you were saying, like you had to be out there, had to be visible, is that still true?
I think it is, because a big part of a personal brand is not, as you said at the beginning of the show, it's not just people knowing your name or knowing your face. They need to know you. And that connection of you need to press flesh, actually genuinely talk with somebody. I know it's a novel concept to actually see them, not on FaceTime and not on Duo and everything else, but to actually be able to sit down and talk to them and be a real person.
What's Duo?
That's the Google. It's the app. How could I know this and not you?
Ooh. Oh, okay. Well, oh, I'll do goodness. A Google on Duo after the show.
We'll
today.
Do it together.
Okay, that's a plan. So one of the things with social media that's been a new progression for me, Bobby, is that I've gone, one of the people that I work with advised that social media has always been a place of personal for me. So it was always... It's always the boot, although I don't wear booty shorts, are not my friend. But it was always a place of booty shorts and babies for me, right? I mean,
right.
And so I never really posted anything about work. And a couple years ago, somebody's like, hey, you work, you know, more than anybody I know, and yet nobody that has a digital relationship with you knows that. And so it was kind of like one of those aha moments to me of having that kind of broader relationship. How does social media, in your perspective, play a role in personal brand?
Well, I think social media can be a positive and a negative. One of the biggest negatives I find is, so people tag you on social media. Yes, you were at this event. You might have been an incredible speaker. But if I'm an incredible speaker in Chicago, my clients here in Vegas are going, why is she speaking in Chicago? That's not doing anything for me. They need to be here in Vegas. So it's really looking at who is on your social media too. Mm-hmm. You know, certain things I might share on my Twitter or my LinkedIn are not going to make it to my Facebook because... that's my business standpoint. Here's my personal.
I see.
But I find that when I got in the business, I go and have a kid. I messed that up. Right. And I actually had people that didn't comment that I was pregnant until I was 8 months along, because obviously they were men. You don't say anything wrong.
Right.
But I never brought my baby. I never talked about my baby. I never let anybody know because I wanted them to think I was working.
Right.
Well, people want people with balance.
Yeah.
So the Facebook of
now
bringing your
different.
Business, now you're balanced. And right. I think that's evolved recently.
It has. You're right.
To more so where women can actually have children and be out and doing things versus you're supposed to be at the office working all the time.
Well, and I think it's an evolution of being young. It's an evolution of the women in leadership and all of those things. But I think you're right. I think it is pretty new because when I came into the work that I was doing, it wasn't cool to be young either. So we all pretended that we were older, right? And now what I would give to, you know, like I still try to pull off that I'm in my 20s and nobody ever believes
you
it.
You never get carded anymore.
I don't get carded anymore. That's the worst. Obviously,
the
first phase is when you get called ma'am, when it switches from miss to ma'am. But yeah, you're right, carding.
That is a bad thing.
It is.
You know, and I'd like to tag on to that and just say that as times have gone on, when I was doing my personal brand, I was breaking the glass ceiling on everything that I did. I was one of the first women in Nevada to get a CCIM.
Really?
I was the third woman in Nevada to get an SIOR. And so I had to actually be part of the boys, and I had to break into the boys. And so my family was truly kept compartmentalized to the side because they didn't want to see me as a mom.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And that's amazing. If you think about what it takes to kind of break barriers or break glass ceilings, break these boundaries, sometimes it's a little bit more flamboyant or more aggressive or more sort of than we would be naturally, but it takes that in order to get there too. So it's a massaging of this brand, you know, for years, and we will continue to do it for years. One of the things that my business partner is talking about now is what her legacy is going to be when she, you know, decides that she eventually wants to retire. So if we're looking at 5 years from now or whatever, what do the next 5 years look like to be able to create that legacy? So when she does walk away, it's a transition that she wants to see. And so I think that on all ends of the career, the personal brand is an essential component.
Well, I think that's a concern too, because as your partner, you know, she's created this legacy of her own, and it's her name and it's her personal brand.
Right.
So has she now made herself unsaleable where her brand is dying with her kind of situation?
Right. Yeah.
So you have to really think about
it. I don't like that thought.
Right.
But, or does it outlive, right?
Yeah,
for years and years.
You know, there's certain names that you want that person. I want to deal directly with Brandy, maybe at Strategic Hot Box, it passes on to a new individual. So
whoa, setting that up. We're barely
You are getting up there in age, apparently.
I'm already getting fired.
James has taken it over at 9, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, really. Andrew probably would. So tell us a funny story or a horrific example of somebody that's done something crazy when it comes to brand.
Well, you know, about 19 years ago, I got married. And so I had been Susie Jones in this town for years and years, and all these signs that were up, 150 signs all over town.
Wow.
My name was everywhere. No deal was too small. Get that personal branding out there. And so I got married, and for the first 2 years, I wasn't sure what I should do as far as putting my new name on my sign. And my husband got really tired of being called Mr. Jones. And so for our second anniversary, I spent several thousand dollars getting all brand new signs and getting four companies that would put them all up in 48 hours, including the building that was next door to his office building where he worked every day that he owned for his company. And so they went up for our anniversary, and I became Susie Jones Walker. 2.5 months later, he still had not noticed that I had added another name to my name.
Oh, of course not.
And it's funny because half of the people I talk to this day, after all the years I've been in business, still call me Susie Jones.
Jones, yeah.
And the other ones don't know if they call me Susie Walker Jones or Susie Jones Walker, so they just call me Susie.
Right. That's interesting that she said. And I love that he didn't notice. And it was right outside his window.
You're like just
neon
a man.
Signs pointing that way. Yeah, but I get that because I always, growing up, wanted an easier name. I'm like, oh, for sure I'll marry a Smith or something with the last name Stankovic. And then I marry a Rice. And now I'm like, I can't get rid of Stankovic, right? I mean, you just work so hard on some of these things. So, Bobby, do you have a crazy story that you want to share?
Well, I watched the interview session that you had on the Strategic Hot Box,
yes,
by the way, was incredible.
Thank
Highly
you.
Recommend everybody go watch it.
Thank you.
But as you go through it, we do a lot of interviewing, and we look up everybody. And we were about to hire a girl that interviewed absolutely incredible for our position. And as I found her Facebook, because, you know, you look up these crazy emails that you might find on people, I found her real Facebook account, and she was standing there with a bottle of liquor pouring down her body. And
her body?
Her body. It was her entire body.
Was it a nice body? I'm sorry. Bad question.
She was young, so there we go. But it was one of those that as you go through all of that, she didn't
She's
get the position.
Not right for the
and
position,
so you start looking at that, and I mean, I have never died laughing so hard as to when she was literally getting the offer to be our assistant.
And she's letting something like that get
in
her way.
That was in her way, and mm-hmm. you could never move past that. So, yeah.
And obviously, you guys are really connected. So I'm hearing this. Now everybody's hearing this, right?
Well, and that really is the problem, because once you put it up, it's out there. Mm-hmm. You can never totally get it back. And so you've got to really protect that public image that you have,
Absolutely.
Too, if you want to protect your brand. Because
right.
it's expensive
it
to create a personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to constantly be evolving with it. I mean, things change. The internet didn't exist when I got going.
Right.
We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have any of that. And now everybody's out there all the time.
It's true. So leave us with one action item for the listeners in regards to brand.
Be current. Be forward facing all the time. And don't do what everybody else does. If you're a salmon, you're going to get lost. But swim the opposite direction.
Love that.
I love be current.
That is
Have
cool.
a headshot that's not black and white. Or your daughter's image, you know, kind of thing. Make
totally.
Sure you look normal.
Yeah, but I look much better as you.
Or wasn't 30 years ago. Like when you see somebody's image and you show up, you're like,
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for people and their personal brand, go through what's out there about you.
Yeah.
Go through
good.
And okay. actually modify
yourself.
Who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See what there is. There's ways to get things removed from the internet.
Sure.
Make that effort. It might be worth every single part of what you're about to do in your life to do that one
and
item.
And stay clear of the liquor pouring.
Unless it's a good weekend.
Just don't post it on Facebook.
Exactly.
Do it
Keep
on
it
Instagram.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys very much for being here. I really appreciate all of your expertise in this area. And I'm sure that we'll be all working together in the future for many years. So let's send everyone off to our shout out.
I'm Kai, and we're the founders of We So Corny out of Ventura, California.
Chas.
And I'm Kai, founders of We So Corny. And if you need some fucking cornhole boards, you need to call us.
And you're listening to Brandy Stankovic here on the Strategic Hot Box. Listen up, because my girl knows what she's talking about.
Thank you to Chas and Kai and We So Corny for sending that shout out. The best part about shout outs when I get them is when people send me their bloopers or look at how funny this was when this one happened, you know, in the video. And then, of course, I have to, you know, include that in there. So I'm not sure they knew that their little sideways, you know, laughing and everything. But it shows that really does show the brand of who they are. It's a pretty amazing organization. So if you ever do need a cornhole set, check out We So Corny. And if you ever want to submit a hot box shout out to us, then please do. You can email podcast at strategichotbox.com or just head out to our website. So now is time to kick some ass. So at the end of every podcast, as you know, I'll leave you with a few action items to go institute and to go forth and try to make some things happen. We learned some great things from Bobby and Susie as well. So the first is craft who you want to be. They both hit on this exactly. Know it, where it is that you want to go. You know, Bobby even said, go out there and Google and find out where you're at now to see where you need to be, see where that gap is, but know exactly what that is. Don't just be passive in it. If you want to create a business, and if you really do want to be an entrepreneur, then that requires management of that brand and that understanding of that relationship and experience that people have with you. Because reputation is everything. And it is about dancing around what it is that you want. And a couple years ago, less than that, about a year ago, I decided to have or allow in my brand the authenticity of me of being a little bit rougher around the edges. For anybody that's known me a long time, they know that I am just a little rough around the edges. But I've always tried to be very polished in my forthright and just have that naturally inside of me as well. But it's becoming this place of balance. And so I know who it is that I want to be. I won't be surprised if someone sees me in a photo on Facebook because I intentionally put it there, right? And so I think that having an idea of that, a craft who it is that you want to create and that you want to be and go after it. I mean, it is, but be authentic in the process of that. Number two is try that 30-second feedback. Go out and ask a bunch of people. Ask people in different parts of your life. I recently got some 360 feedback from colleagues and customers, essentially clients of mine. I got some feedback from bosses and from employees and peers. I also sent it to my nanny. I sent it to my husband. Now, my husband's was really nice. I think he was just trying to score points or something. But nonetheless, I at least got feedback from people that have different relationships with me. Because, you know, having that gives a whole picture, a whole self perspective. Number three, review and align your social media. I'll have people that say, we are the premier marketing company. And then you go to their website and you're like, really? Like, your website's terrible. You may be awesome and doing awesome things for your clients, but you should probably step up your game when it comes to your organization as well, right? Same is true when people say that they're speakers, whatever, so much anymore, speaker applications or anything like that, requests almost require a video. And so they want to see people in action. They want the social media and all of that to be aligned with the brand that you're trying to create and that you're trying to push forward. Number four, examine those relationships. See the relationships that are helping you support what you want to go after. One of the amazing things in launching all of the strategic planning stuff, the strategic hot box stuff is the friends that are authentically and just in their head and their hearts are just rooting for me and rooting for this. And that just feels so amazing. And it also has been up until this point where I didn't realize that was as, you know, who those people were necessarily. And that is, it's actually created stronger relationships in some cases and potentially less in others. But examining relationships is a big piece of that. These are the people that will help you achieve your future. There's no way I could do anything that I do without the amazing people that are around me. And the final one is to think forward and back. And I think that Susie talked about this quite articulately as well. And the fact that you want to project in what you want to be in the future, but keep in mind and keep grounded and rooted in who you are and the experience that you've created, because that's valued. And I think that people want to know that you've been around the block, right? People want to know that you're here and that you're here to stay. And you also are going to stay relevant in the future. And I always urge people to not let technology, you know, or let your relationship with different technologies and things, you know, end up, the technology passes before you even know how to use it. An example would be how many people's VCRs still have the date for the time flashing, right? Even if you have VCR. But it's a time to get engaged, get aligned, take control of it and think forward, as well as respecting the legacy of back. And that's it. So thank you so much for being a part of the Strategic Hot Box today. Thank you to Susie and Bobby for being my awesome guests and laughing it up and sharing some stories with us. We'd love to hear from you on topics for future podcasts. Or if you'd like to send us a Hot Box shout out, please do that as well. You can share your thoughts on Twitter or Instagram at Brandy Love. And remember, that's L-U-V. And or email podcast@strategichotbox.com. And then, of course, please make sure to subscribe and get this. The podcast is part of your favorite RSS feed. And we're on lots of different networks in that regard. And you can download, of course, any of the episodes, the audio and the video at thestrategichotbox.com. So until next time, get out there and kick some ass.